Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. I have a great show ahead of you guys today, so don't go away. What is going on? Welcome back to another episode of Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Check it, you guys. Courage and determination. We're going to talk about three ways to practice courage, you know, and then give you some examples. We're going to jump down and talk about some determination, you know, and ways to help you gain more determination. And then how determination can benefit your life for the better. That and much more coming up today on Chilling with Canada. What's going on, you guys? I'm your host, Canada. Today we're going to be talking about some good stuff. We're going to be talking about some positivity. We're going to be talking about some courage and some determination, you know, and just the ways it can impact your life for the good. You know what I'm saying? And it's important. So let's dive right in today on Chilling with Canada. The ability, courage definition, is the ability to do something that frightens one, you know, and that's stepping out of your comfort zone, you know, and three ways to practice courage: be you, make a change, and stand up, and all of that is important, you know, and all of that is beneficial to your life, you know, and the first one I want to talk about is be you. And this category of courage, you know, it goes far beyond embracing your personal style, your quirks, or your passions, you know, which are absolutely part of it, to being kind, to being the kind of person you want to be, you know, and to taking care of who you are at your core, you know, and being you means remaining true to what you know is right by living a life of character in private and in public, you know. Don't alter the way you talk, the things you do, or the way you think just to be liked by others. Be you. People are going to like you whether you're you. Let me reword that. People are going to like you no matter what. And if they don't, that's fine. You don't need that person in your life. You don't want negativity in your life. You know, so if people don't like you because you wear a specific brand of clothing, well, then you just don't need that person in your life at all. You know what I'm saying? If I want to have pink hair and wear rainbow clothes, I'm going to have pink hair and wear rainbow clothes, and I should still be able to talk to anybody that I want to talk to, you know. But there are people out there, unfortunately, that will want nothing to do with me if I had pink hair and wore rainbow clothes. But me, I could care less. You know, if you want to come in and hang out with my friends, come on, let's go. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody to feel like they're wanted, you know, and when people deny hanging out with you because you're in a specific group, you know, nobody wants that. It makes people feel, you know, just bad about themselves. You know, what am I doing wrong to not being able to hang out with this person? You know, when at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter. If you respect me, I respect you and we can be friends. You know what I'm saying? But it's important that you just be you. Don't change your appearance or the way you talk or anything for somebody else or for other people. And that's going back to really when I was in school, you know, not just me, anybody trying to find, you know, who they are, you know, trying to jump from these little groups of people, trying to find the person who they are. And sometimes you find it, you know, and it's okay if it's just, if you're goth, you're goth. You know what I'm saying? You want to wear all black with piercings and black all over you. That's fine. You do you. I'm not going to hate you for it. You know, and if you want to ever talk to me, we can have a conversation. You know, it's not right for me to to judge somebody because they found the group that they feel comfortable in, you know? And I used to judge all the time. I did. I used to judge everybody I seen because I didn't agree with something, so I thought it was dumb, when at the end of the day, it really wasn't dumb. You know, it was something that they liked, that they enjoyed. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. But the next one's make a change. You know, and having the courage to be ourselves, it does not mean we are perfect. Nobody's perfect, you know. And in fact, it takes immense amount of courage to take a hard look at the way you were treating yourself, not only yourself, but others, you know, and realize that you have detrimental habits or behaviors, and then decide to make a change. And, this change, you know, it could look like leaving a friends group that's having a negative influence on you, stopping to breathe before reacting out of anger, or starting to actively encourage those around you. I wanted to be a cop. I used to always want to be a cop, and the reason I wasn't a cop and stopped thinking about it was because the people around me were telling me that it's a bad idea. Why do you want to be a cop for, man? Well, because I do. No, you don't. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe I don't. But in the back of my head, I really still did. But I didn't want to lose the friends that, you know, I had, even though I lost them either way. But at that time, I didn't want to lose the friends that I did have. So I said, you know what, man, he's right. Being a cop would be silly. So I stopped doing everything I was doing. I was in Police Explorers program. I just stopped because the people around me were having a negative influence on me, telling me it's stupid and not to do it. Don't let somebody control the way you think. That's what that was. I was letting other people control the way I was thinking about what I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? And that caused me to not want to do that anymore. And I could have been very successful, you know, but I just got around the wrong crowd and I let people control the way I thought about things and change my mind about life. You know, when at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's not their life. It's your life. The only person who's going to make you go far and do big things in life is yourself. You know, this next one is very, very, very important to me, you know, and it's stand up. And this is probably one of the hardest acts of courage, you know. To stand up for others requires that you are grounded in your values, that you're being you. You know, if you see something going on that not only with other people, but in your life, you know, if somebody's, let's go with a bully, for example, if you're getting bullied constantly, you know, and you're just always bullied by this guy, you don't really want to mess with him because you're a little frightened of him. You know what I'm saying? He's always messing with you, and God forbid you say the wrong thing and he ends up beating you up. But the hardest thing to do is stand up and say, stop. You're not gonna do this to me no more. You know, it asks you that you recognize something in your sphere of influence should not be tolerated any longer. You know, try to make a change for it. But again, that's so hard to do because at that point in time, you're stepping out of your comfort zone. You are coming out of your comfort zone and telling this person, hey, man, stop messing with me. I don't want you to mess with me no more. I don't like it. You know, there's no reason for you to be doing it, but you are, and I want it to stop. That is so hard for somebody to do. I tell you, I never stand up to my bullies. You know, I was bullied in high school often, or just school in general. I did never stood up to my bullies and said, hey, man, stop. I went to a teacher, and the teacher had to do it, and they continued to do it, and then they did it even worse because I told the teacher, and they were mad about it. You know, so standing up, not only for bullies, but even something that you see in public, it's hard because you really don't know if it's your place. You know, is it my place right now to really stand up and say something and try to make a change? You know, and ultimately it demands that when you are faced with a moment of choice in which you could either run away from the problem or stand your ground, it means that you stand. You stand your ground. You let people know really how it is, you know, and I get that if all of this sounds overwhelming, I get it, you know, but courage gets easier with practice. Try being you, making a change or standing up in one situation, you know, this week. No matter how big or small of an action that you take, remember that your courage counts. Courage, getting out of your comfort zone, you know, making a change, standing up. You know, and it's important. It's very, very, very important. You know what I'm saying? And it's not easy. Having courage is not easy. One of my all-time favorite older movies is The Wizard of Oz. And we all know the lion. You know, he wanted to go see the wizard for some courage. Because everything that he faced, he just cried about. You know, and he didn't know how to get out of his comfort zone. And that's a good example, because once the wizard does grant him the courage, his whole demeanor changes, his whole attitude changes. You know, not having courage will change you as a person. You know, and people are going to notice. They may not know what's wrong, but they're going to notice a change in you. And there's no reason for that. Have the courage to fight for your goal. Everybody's got a purpose. Whether you have found that purpose not, or you have found... Keep on trucking. You will get there. I promise you, you will get there. But nobody else is going to get you there except for you. And don't let somebody try to stop you. You know, there's going to be things that get in your way. But you have to find different ways to get to your goal. You know, life's not easy and it's not one straight road. But as long as you have family and friends that are there for you, it'll make the process feel a little better, you know, rather than doing all this by yourself and being just all alone. You know, being all alone will definitely make you a little stressed. That's for sure, man, especially if you're going through a bad time. So keep those friends and family, you know, close to you guys. You never know what tomorrow holds. I want to talk about determination next, you know. Determination is transformative. Your innate talents may create opportunities. But you have to put in the real work to make those opportunities a reality. You know, hard work is so important that even if you have an average level of talent, you can still use determination to transform what you have into success. You know, again, actions speak louder than words. You know, and... you can talk about all these things that are supposed to go down or supposed to happen all day long, but it's not going to make a difference unless you act on it. And when you act on it, you'll go somewhere. You know, put in the real work. It's hard. It's hard work, you know, but determination keeps you moving forward, you know, and it's about staying focused on a goal. And as long as you have a goal, you can create paths to that goal, moving even closer to success you want. Your roads aren't going to be smooth. They're going to have some speed bumps and some detours. But at the end of the day, you have to get right back on your path and keep pushing. And never give up, because life's not about giving up. Life's about being successful and beating whatever comes in your way. You know, and finding other ways to go about your goal. You know what I'm saying? If you get stuck, there's ways to get unstuck. Stop, take a breath, get all your thoughts together, and carry on. If you get stuck on one thing and you stay stuck on that one thing, well, now you're just slowing your whole process down, when there's really no reason to do that. You know, determination, it overcomes failure. What happens if you run into obstacles on the path of your goal? What do? You push through them, or you blaze a new path. That's the thing about determination, is it helps you keep going regardless of what's put in front of you. You know, with determination, failure is just a diversion. You know, it's not an end. Just because you fail at one thing does not mean your life is over and that you suck. Because everybody's going to fail. I don't care how perfect you are, how much money you have, how successful you are. There are days where you will fail at something. And if somebody tells you that's not true, that's not it at all. They fail. You know what I'm saying? One of my biggest role models, you know, that kind of was kind of part of the reason I started doing this podcast, is everybody should know him. He's a very well-known popular figure, but his name is Steve Harvey. And the reason I look up to Steve Harvey so much is because he's came from down deep, deep, deep in the hole. And he's went through worse things than I went through. And he had the courage and the determination to get to where he's at today. You can have a role model. That's fine. And you can constantly keep that role model and say, I want to do what he's doing. And that's fine. But the only person who's going to do that is you. You can look up to him all day long. And you can say that you're going to be like him all day long. Actions speak louder than words. You have to do the work to receive what you want. You know, there's some ways to help you gain more determination. The first one is stay focused on the future. Let the past guide you, you know, but never let it consume you. The mistakes of yesterday could be lessons, not reasons for despair. Let me explain that right there. The past is the past. What happened in the past is over. It's done with. Learn from it. You know, but if you stay and stay thinking about it and should I have done, shouldn't have done this. Don't let it consume you and hold you up. The mistakes of yesterday should be lessons, not reasons for you to sit around and sulk and be upset. Learn from your mistakes and move on. More mistakes will happen, but you have to do the same thing. You have to move on from those mistakes. You know, believe in yourself. You are in control of your life. Even in the most difficult moments, you still get to decide what to do. You know, believe in your ability to reach your goals. If you look in the mirror and you say to yourself, man, I don't like myself. I don't like who I am. If you don't like who you are, how do you expect other people to like who you are? If you don't respect yourself, how are other people supposed to respect you? You know, you have to like what you see. And if you don't, why don't you? Stop and think about it and say, why don't I like myself? Fix it. I used to look in the mirror and hate who I was. And you know what happened when that happened? I didn't respect myself, so nobody else respected me. And at that time, I was, you know, doing things I shouldn't have been doing, so I really didn't care. I didn't care about anything, you know, and that's true. And it's embarrassing to say, but at the end of the day, it happened. You know, again, we're going to go back up and never let your past consume you. The mistakes of yesterday should be lessons. Everything I did in the past is over. It's done with. The only thing that I can do is move on. You know, and that's what I do. You know, and I definitely have friends and family to keep me on that path, you know. And there are days where I still feel like, man, it sucks. But I'm not going to lie. I listen to my podcast and I'm like, man, I said this. I can't be thinking like this. And it changes my perspective, you know. But it's okay to feel a little down sometimes, but just recuperate yourself and move on. This next one's definitely was a hard one for me when I was growing up. You know, it says celebrate others. You know, and it says, excuse me, I seen a little spider. I don't do spiders, so I had to crush that mug. But jealousy of others' success will slow you down. Instead of resenting what others achieve, see it as something to celebrate. And when you do look at all that stuff and you walk in this beautiful home of your buddy and he's got this nice furniture and just really nice fancy stuff, instead of, excuse me, being jealous about it, you know, just in the back of your head, understand that this is proof that the goals are reachable and it is possible, and you can achieve yours if you stay focused and positive. You know, and I can't tell you how many friends I had with a bunch of money. Nice house, nice things. And I was jealous. And when I was growing up, I didn't think about what I'm saying right now. But it's so true. You know, it is totally true. That should be a thing that is now in your mind that, hey, this is possible. And I can do this and have this if I stay focused and positive and do the things that I need to do. Hard work is only going to do this. You can think about it all day long, but you got to put actions into it and be that person to if you want something, get out there and do it. Don't say you can't do it. There's so many jobs hiring right now that people just don't want to work. And you know what's causing this to happen? Our lovely government just keeps handing out this money. Honestly, in my personal opinion, this pandemic should be gone. It should be over with. You know, get your shot, wear your mask, call it a day. You know, but you have people getting $2,000 from the government. Why work? If you're getting $2,000, why work? You are paying my bills. If somebody's paying my bills for me, why should I have to get up early in the morning and go to work 7 days, 5 days a week? Why? And what's causing these businesses to have slow service or bad service is the lack of employees. The lack of employees is what's causing all that to happen. Get out there and get yourself a job. I can't not work. I don't like not being able to work. You know, I'm not going to sit home all day and do nothing. I can't do that. You know, get out there and find a job. And you can get what you see. If your friends have good things and nice things and you want it, well, get a job and get it and earn it. Make that money to earn it, and you will do big things if you stay focused and positive. You know, the kind of ways to you can practice, you know, having, you know, gaining more determination is have smaller goals within the larger goal. You know, to keep yourself going, give yourself milestones that you want to reach. You want to buy a car. You have to save money for a down payment. You have to, you know, calculate all that out. In a lot of ways, reaching a big goal is like running a marathon. You know, you can't focus all on the 26.2 miles of it at once. Instead, it's better to focus on 1 mile at a time. And that's so true. You know, if you want to get here, well, in order to get here, you need to do these little things to make your life easier for you to get there. Get a car, get a house, start a family. You know, those little goals are going to eventually build your determination up and your courage even up to do more things. Step out of that comfort zone. You know, be grateful. And that was a whole lesson on its own in one of my shows. And just take time to recognize what you have instead of obsessing about what you don't have. It will help you stay grounded and keep you thinking about the positive. Don't take what you have for granted and take care of what you have and cherish it, you know. There's people who don't have absolutely anything and are still more positive than people with stuff. And that's what's sad to me. There are people with nothing and they are still just so positive. And then you have people with the things that they need to survive and they're so negative. Why? It should be totally opposite. You know, this homeless man over here has got nothing, but he's still smiling and happy. You got a house and a car and a job and you're just miserable. Why? Why? There's no reason for that. None. And that's the way I used to think. And I woke up one morning, I kid you not, I woke up one morning and was like, I need to do something about this. You know, and I did, and I'm trying to make a change, you know. But determination is the essences of increasing your chances of being successful in a particular thing or achieving a particular goal, you know. And it can also help you stay motivated and continue striving towards the one thing that you want to achieve. Having determination keeps you in control and motivated to continue along the path of achieving your long-term goal in life. And without that, you would not be able to push through and keep moving forward when the times do start to get tough. And it's important to know what gives you that determination to keep going, and remember that the answer when you are faced with adversity or a challenging situation, keep going. Be determined to get through this battle. And once you get through the battle, keep on pushing. But remember, it's not just one battle you're going to have to face. You have to be prepared for the next one. Whenever it comes, if it comes, you know. The definition of determination is when you are wanting to do something very much, you know, and not allowing anyone or any difficulties to stop you from doing it. And this definition, you know, it couldn't be any more accurate. And that is what the beauty of determination is, and why it's so important for anyone to have. Without any determination, it can lead you to give up on one thing that you wanted to do because of the difficulty that you were faced with or what someone else said. That's going back to me talking about being a cop. I stopped wanting that because people wanted me to stop. And I took what they said and I stopped. And I let it control me as a person when I shouldn't have done that, because I don't even have them as friends anymore now, you know. So really, it wouldn't have mattered if I was to become a cop or not. No one should ever give up on something that they truly want to do, because everyone can achieve something if they're willing to put in the work and have a strong mindset towards overcoming the particular challenge and overcoming people who disagree with you and who don't have your best interests at heart, you know. And that's the power of determination, and having that by your side can make a difference in your life. And I promise you guys on that one. These two are very, very important. Courage, stepping out of your comfort zone, and being determined to do what you want without people telling you that you can't. You are your own person, and it doesn't matter what anybody says. At the end of the day, you will do what you want to do. It's your life. It's your success. Don't let other people tell you that you can't do it. I did that, and I regret every bit of it. And that's a fact. But I'm going to wrap it up with that one, you guys. So check it out. This show was supposed to be done with at first two people and then just one person because the other person couldn't make it. But the first time, we did it via Zoom, and man, I don't know what was going on. Maybe it was too much for my computer, but everyone was just cutting in and out, and we did it for about an hour and 20 minutes, and then I looked back on it hoping for the best and expecting the worst, and I got the worst, you know what I'm saying, and I couldn't hear nobody. They couldn't hear me at times, so it was just a big crap show. So Garrett, one of the guys, one of my buddies who came over here to do it with me yesterday, again, we went for about an hour and 20 minutes, and something else happened. So, I just said, I'm going to do this by myself, and then we'll move on to the next topic this week, and I'll have him come on with me this week, actually, and record this episode. So I'm going to go ahead and just do that because it's easier, and I wanted to get something posted up here about courage and determination before I moved on to this week's topic. If you guys are not on my Facebook page, go check it out. It's at Chilling with Canada. It's an open Facebook group, and every week I have a topic about just positive words, and every morning I'll get you guys a quote Monday through Friday. And then usually Friday night it will be posted, the episode, unless something happens like it did this week. It'll be posted on Friday, and if not, sometime during the week, and I'll keep everybody posted. But go and show me some love on there. I just got about five new members, so there's not many people on there. I'm still growing this whole thing. Of course, everybody knows I've only been doing this for a few months now, but I definitely enjoy it. I will be getting better equipment here hopefully soon. But I also conducted an interview with a gentleman yesterday, and he's a friend of mine, and he's got two doctorates, one in Christian music and another one in divinity, you know, and he recently just did his 10th vlog on YouTube called Getting It Straight from Dr. Al. And that's on Al Wayne TV. And it's where he discusses his many different situations of overcoming in his life, you know. And, excuse me, the reason I wanted to have him on the show is because he kind of does a similar thing. You know, he comes on and gives you personal life experiences that he's had and tells you ways to that he's overcome it and ways you can overcome it and to not give up and to not stop fighting life. Life is one hell of a battle, but we have to find ways around the things that get thrown in our way that we can't control, you know, and we have to move past that. But I'm going to be, so how I'm going to do this is I'm going to do a separate interview, and I will post that also on all my platforms still. It's going to be about a 25 to 30 minute interview with him. And it's going to be its own little thing. It'll be posted on Facebook and also all the podcast platforms. So he was really excited about it, and we did it yesterday. But again, technical difficulties and stuff happened, so we're going to make sure I do that again for him. But that will be coming up probably within the next couple of days, I'm hoping. So stay tuned for that. I hope everybody enjoyed this episode of Chilling with Canada about courage, you know, and determination. I hope everybody has a fantastic day. If it's the beginning of your day or if it's the end of your day, I hope you have a fantastic night. You know, it just depends on when you're listening to this. But thank you so much for listening and all the support that I continue to get. Go check me out on Facebook at Chilling with Canada. It's an open group. So tell your friends and family if you like the content, see if they like it and invite them on to just be the change, you know. But remember to always be nice to each other, you guys, and be the change. And remember, always, just stay positive. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Thank you so much for all the love and support, you guys, and I hope to see you guys back here again soon. Tell your friends, tell your family, remember, stay positive. See you guys.